When life's road looks beyond repair, Milton can sort it out.
Milton!
He's got a back for your Maldemar.
Troll!
Make the whole world shout.
Hey!
He cleared my bath of spiders. He taught my dog to smile. He picked up my dry cleaning.
He made a Pixar character that didn't look just like the others.
Hello, I'm Milton Jones. There are many things wrong with the world today. My mum's a bit like the Beijing government. When you go round, you only see the nice China. Soon I'd better go and get my prescription from the chemist. Not from PC World like last time. Those tablets were very difficult to swallow. I used to be a weatherman. Does anyone want a broken barometer? No pressure. My quest is to solve these problems and help as many people as possible in the next half hour. I live with my trusty friend Anton and our landlady Pauline, who looks after us. Where would I be without their kindness and exemplary behaviour?
Here we go.
Oh, Milton, I say, that was a fantastic match.
So have you just been to the football, or are you giving someone a kidney again?
Well, it was the football, Milton. We were watching our local team, the Marwood Rovers. Come on, you Badgers! Come on, you Badgers!
Badgers?
It's their nickname. They wear black and white vertical stripes.
Of course, barcodes to make it easier to sell their players.
No. They're all amateurs. They were playing Ashfield Town, the Wasps.
That makes sense. They certainly ruined my last picnic. All those shouts of, get off our pitch, you idiot.
Oh, you should have come, Milton.
No way. The last time I went to a football match, England were playing. I wore a big flag. There was a mix-up and I got buried at sea.
Well, I, for one, feel honoured to have seen the Badgers grind out a draw against a much better side.
If you ask me, they was robbed. Did you see the way their number 9 feigned injury? Honestly, rolling around on the floor like that.
To be fair, Pauline, you did go in with both feet.
Well, he was asking for it. He'd have scored if I hadn't run on.
Well, Pauline is quite the passionate fan.
That's the problem. Football crowds can be very badly behaved. There's not much the players can do about it. Archery crowds, very well behaved.
But some players are just cheats.
You're right. I was very disappointed when I saw the so-called greatest player in the world. Mr. Messi was nothing like he is in the book.
Well, the good news is they've earned a replay on Wednesday, although it's too far to travel. And what with the club's injunction against Pauline, I think we're best off watching it on the television.
You don't need me to install Sky again, do you?
No need to kick another hole in the roof. The satellite dish is firmly in position.
Right, I'm going to go and put these tickets in my scrapbook.
Ah, a memento of all the matches you've attended.
No, a memento of all the scraps I've had. Ta-ta!
Ah, the beautiful game.
Well, excuse me, Anton, but some of us have got offices to set up.
Offices?
Yep, I've got all sorts of folders and filing cabinets to keep track of everything. Actually, what did I do with the receipt for the paper shredder? Oh, yes, I remember now.
Dare one ask the nature of this business?
Well, as you know, I've been out of work for some time, since I lost my last job as a prison officer when I organised a lock-in.
Yes, yes. So, of course, you needed to find a job.
Absolutely. So I decided to set up an employment agency. And do you know, I found myself a job straight away as manager of the employment agency. I mean, I didn't want to take me at first, but no one else applied, so...
Right. Well, a double success. Or possibly whammy. Too early to tell.
And I've started to advertise the company too. I've been handing out these leaflets, promising people fantastic opportunities. What do you think of the name?
I've got big jobs. Milton. What's that going to sound like when you answer the phone?
You get it. I can't be seen answering my own phone.
No, I can't say...
Please, Anton.
Hello? I've got big jobs. No, I'm an adult. It's the name of... Anyway, good. So you're looking to hire staff? Of course. Long hours, right? Some weekends. Of course. And must be prepared to wear orange boiler suits. OK. Well, I'll see who we've got in our books and send some people over. Thank you very much. Goodbye. Well, that was the manager of DIY Megabase. He seemed very specific about his requirements.
I remember that place. That's where my nephew took his first steps.
Really?
We pulled up in the van outside. He ran in, took the steps, and we drove off laughing.
Do you know, Milton? I think I just might enjoy working here. Hello, I've got big jobs. Oh, hello, Mother. No, no. I'm fine. Yes, eat more fibre. Yes, I know.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot.
Thinking about it, I'd always had an interest in finding work for people. And since leaving the prison service, I'd continued to visit prisoners, even after they'd been released.
Milton, what are you doing here?
Hello, Vern. Didn't expect to see me again, eh? Thought I was just one of those fly-by-night prison visitors, did you?
No, it's not that, Milton. It's just not a good time.
Could we get on with your job interview, please, Mr. Gould?
Yeah, sure.
Don't mind me. I just know Vern from prison.
Milton.
Presiding over his application to join the local Neighbourhood Watch Association.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Oh, very good.
Well, it seems sensible to have the benefit of his experience.
Of course.
What with him having been to prison.
What? Is this true, Mr. Cooper?
Look, I done my time. I paid for what I done.
You really might have mentioned this earlier.
Now, hold on. Who are we to judge this man? Yes, he went to prison. Yes, he led a rooftop protest that did millions of pounds worth of damage. But he served his time. Give or take a couple of years when he was on the run.
Shut up, Milton.
Well, as it happens, I do believe in giving people second chances.
How about fifth chances?
So, Mr. Cooper, why don't you tell me about your people skills?
Well,
can I just say that Vern has over 20 years of dealing with very difficult customers?
Oh, maybe I could speak to some of them.
Right, well, that's probably not going to happen, not unless you know a really good medium.
Look, just give me a chance, will you? I even done a degree when I was inside at the Open University. Here's a certificate, look.
Oh, well, that does look rather impressive.
Especially by Vern's standard. He's got the watermark on it and everything. He's even managed to spell degree with one G this time.
Jones.
Well, Mr. Cooper, where do you see yourself in 5 years' time?
Parkhurst, probably.
Oh, brilliant, Jones. You've gone and lost me this job.
So, Vern, over the course of this interview, we've established that you lack moral fibre, specialise in half-truths, and have spent most of your days in a room barely big enough to swing a cat. I've got one thing to say to you.
Yeah?
Welcome to Foxton's estate agents. Good to have you on board.
My employment agency was a huge success. In no time at all, I was finding all kinds of jobs for people. One lady came in wanting a builder to repoint her whole house. And thanks to some of my clients, in less than a week, it was facing in a completely different direction. But my biggest client was still DIY Megabase. Although not everyone I'd sent there was happy about the working conditions. So Anton and I thought we'd better pay a visit.
So, Milton, DIY Megabase. Tools, building materials, and everything you need for the garden. The only thing it hasn't got is soul.
You could probably order that. I'll ask.
Is it? No need. I'm just musing.
Excuse me?
Yeah?
Have you got any soul?
What are you saying?
This gentleman was wondering if you had any soul.
Yeah, give me a minute. Here you go.
Thank you, Liam.
How do you know my name?
You're wearing a name badge.
Oh, yeah, freaky.
Well, not really, because...
Yeah, I'll tell you what, the badge actually has my name on it, like it knows who I am. Seriously freaky, man.
Yeah. Yes, well, we're looking...
Yeah,
I'm on
a break now.
Oh, charming.
Milton, I'm so glad you are here.
Anton, this is Carolina. She's newly arrived in this country, and I got her a cleaning job at this place.
And I'm very grateful, but...
But what? You can tell us.
Well, I'm worried. You see... I think there must be some leaking chemicals or something that is making people here extremely unwell.
Well, that sounds serious.
My colleague Liam, Kyle, Dean, they are young men, but they are very lethargic. They move slowly, unable to remember where any of the products are in the shop.
I'm sorry to have to tell you that what they have is incurable.
Are they ill?
No, they're British.
I don't understand.
Well, for example, that Liam we met earlier is just a standard British youth. Surly, a bit lazy, obsessed with pop culture.
He probably even wants us to call him L.I.M.
the British youth are so distracted.
Well, quite. But at least some of us are able to hold up one end of a verbal exchange without... Ooh, an update about the football tonight. They must have announced the team.
Oh, I give up. I'm just trying to earn enough money to send to my mother in Lithuania. You see, my father was a professor of aerodynamics.
Aerodynamics? Wow. Who'd have thought years ago that one day chocolate could fly?
No. Milton, it's the study of how things fly in general.
My father was involved in the nuclear missile program in the 1950s. He developed some terrible things.
Not the atomic kitten.
No.
Carolina, we here at the agency take all this very seriously, so if there's anything else that's worrying you or anything about your terms of employment that you need to know, just ask.
Thank you.
Now, where's Milton gone?
Good news, workers, especially if you are a small mother. Apparently, they're putting up the minimum wage.
Thanks a lot.
To survive in the recruitment industry, you have to be tough. And after college, I had a year out. Well, I lost my keys. But I've been in difficult situations abroad, too. Like the time I travelled to the Sahara Desert as part of my Extreme Conditions TV show called...
Can You Survive with Milton Jones?
Well, hello. And this week, I'm here on a survival course in the Sahara Desert with Colonel Napier, ex-SAS.
Hello.
Wow, it's 50 degrees centigrade out here.
Yes, and I wish you'd brought a proper hat. That thing you're wearing looks like it should be on top of a light fitting.
I think it was you who said it would be cooler in the shade. Besides, when this little bulb lights up... It looks as if I just had an idea. And off again.
Right, well, the first thing to do in the desert is to leave a trail so that others can find you.
Done that. I just made a little hole in the water bottle so it would drip out behind us as we walked along.
Oh, dear. Still, when you're lost in the desert, it's always worth looking out for tire tracks. Ah, like so.
Oh, that'll have been those Land Rovers that came by earlier on.
Land Rovers? Well, why didn't you stop them?
Colonel, I think I know a mirage when I see one. It's like I said to the guy who asked if we wanted a lift. Nice try, Mr. Illusion. You can take your air-conditioned luxury rescue wagons and get out of here.
Now we're in serious trouble.
Oh, come on. Do you really think I'd come out here in all this sand without the essentials? I'll just get my bag here and...
A bucket. And spade. Milton, this is not a pleasure beach. We are both going to die. What?
Just had an idea.
What is it?
Watch. These should do it. These should get us rescued.
Deck chairs? How?
Now, sit in them, and I guarantee that within 10 seconds, 9, 8, 7...
Afternoon, gents. That'll be £1.50 each.
I'm not paying that.
Right. I'll be off then.
Yeah, they're like vultures, aren't they? Mind you, not quite as much as those things are.
Vultures are not a good sign, Milton. Soon they'll be circling round us.
Over my dead body. I had to get back to the office. One of my clients was offered a shipyard apprenticeship, but I advised him to only do it if he really wanted to become a shipyard. But just as we were leaving, someone stopped us.
Hi, are you like Milton Jones?
Better than that, I am him.
What can we do for you, Lauren?
How did you know
name
my...
badge.
Whatever. Anyway, the boss dude wants to see you.
Ah, Milton, excellent. Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Yes, but I reckon there's no way Bruce Willis could juggle that many Jaffa cakes.
Milton, if we're seeing the boss, this could be our chance to put big jobs on the map. I can't believe I said that.
Oi, are you two coming or not? I'm on break in a minute.
Lead on, Macduff.
Here we are.
Come! Well, come on in. Lauren, please do the formal introductions.
Right, well, this is like the boss and these are like two other guys.
Hopeless girl. What are you mumbling like that for?
Well, I'm practising, ain't I?
What for?
I'm announcing a special offer and a tannoy at free.
I'm sorry, gentlemen. Hopeless youth of today. Chivers is the name. Ex-military, you know.
Ah, yes, thought you might be. Smart appearance, distinctive moustache.
Well, we all need someone to look up to.
How long have you liked Hitler?
Huh?
Milton. sorry, Mr. Chivers, sometimes Milton puts two and two together and makes, you know...
Bread.
I see.
I've got to go and break now.
You see, this is what I'm up against. For goodness sake, I did 2 tours of Korea.
Yeah, I fall asleep on buses too.
No, I was in the RAF.
Well, my grandfather was a GI and in the RAF. Okay, he was a giraffe.
That seems unlikely, Milton.
No, because my grandfather was the name of the First World War regimental mascot who actually was a giraffe.
Really?
He didn't last long. He wasn't really suited to trench warfare.
Right. Well, I have a bone to pick with your employment agency. So far, you've sent me nothing but absolute duffers.
Well, I'm sorry, but I must stand up for big jobs. That sentence wasn't as forceful as I could.
Relax, you haven't put your foot in it.
And anyway, you say you were in the RAF, so you must have served with my uncle then, Air Marshal Sir Digby Peterson.
Yes. Well, let me see now. I know the name.
He's a big chap, you know, real sweetie.
Did they call him Air Marshmallow?
No, they didn't.
Well, yes, our paths wouldn't have crossed because I was involved in the black ops side of things. Stealth bombers and so forth. Yeah.
Imagine parking one of those in a big car park. You'd never find it again.
Well, no, my uncle made a point of knowing every serving officer.
Great days, though, great days. Travel, camaraderie, I miss the services.
Me too. South Mimms is my favourite. Toddington. Oh, don't make me choose. No.
They should bring back national service. Too many children these days have an inbuilt sense of entitlement. Won't lift a finger if they don't have to.
Laziness is a degree you can do at university now.
Well, there you go.
Are you sure, Milton?
Well, obviously no one finishes it. But you can end up with a B.Ed.
It's all celebrities and pop stars, and don't mention footballers. Oh, they make my blood boil.
Don't, now, come now. Footballers are masters of their craft. They can inspire children. I used to like George Best.
I liked Zippy Best. Or maybe Bungle. Oh, don't make me choose.
Well, if you ask me, the sooner that football is expunged from our society, the better.
Well, then we won't ask you then.
Well, then good.
Well, then no. Where did Milton go?
DIY Megabase have some fantastic offers. For instance, a brand new Tannoy system for $9.99.
Oh, I'll have that.
Certainly, sir, I'll just...
Oh, dear.
Anton was suspicious about Chivers' claim to be in the RAF. He said the details of his uniform weren't quite right. It reminded me of being thrown out of the Cubs when someone spotted that my badge-making badge was a fake. And so we went to check out the official archive of all military personnel at the Imperial War Museum.
Hello there. My name's Anne Barrington. I'm the archivist here. Welcome to the Imperial War Museum.
Hello there. Wow, Milton, this is the place where they retell the story of all the wars the British have fought throughout history.
Oh, not just wars. We have rooms dedicated to battles and skirmishes as well.
Oh, really?
What about arguments?
No, there's not enough space to dedicate to arguments.
But there is.
No, there is. Oh. I see exactly what you're doing there, and I'm not going to rise to it. In fact, due to recent cuts, we've even had to shut down our really bad sulk wing.
Oh, shame.
It had mood lighting and everything.
Oh, I want to go there.
No. We're here to find something first about a certain Wing Commander Chivers.
Well, I'd like to help, but do you actually have any military connections?
My dad was in the army, so we were always moving around a lot as a family, because he used to use us for target practice.
I see. Best follow me. We've just had the brand new archive system installed, so this shouldn't take too long. Here we are. Our very own state-of-the-art huge old room filled with thousands of cardboard files on dusty shelves.
Will this take long?
Oh, no. I'll just pop up the ladder. Chivers, you say?
Yeah.
Chivers, how high up in the RAF is he?
High? Really high. Oh. No, really, really, really high.
Oh.
No, much higher than that.
Yeah, stop it, Milton. We think he was just a wing commander.
Oh? What if he was in the Navy?
Oh, then I have to get my diving gear on and go down to the flooded basement. Yeah. Well, I can't see him up here. Oh, hold on. No, here he is.
at ground level. Your wing commander was just a plain mechanic.
A plain mechanic? What? Not even...
Cheese and onion.
an officer.
Oh, and this is interesting. He was co-opted on the original British space programme, but it looks like he was discharged for theft.
Well, what did he steal? Cables, the odd valve?
4 gyroscopes, a propulsion system, and a nose cone.
What could he be doing with all that?
He could be building some kind of rocket that threatens civilization as we know it. I just hope it doesn't affect the football.
OK, that's sorted. Can I see the really bad sulk wing now?
Certainly. It's on the 7th floor and the lift is broken.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's the spirit. Thanks a
lot. We had to find out what Chivers was up to. And to make matters worse, we got a phone call from Carolina saying she discovered a load of stolen rocket equipment. Come on, Anton. We need to get to DIY Megabase.
Oh, Milton, it's nearly time for kickoff. I said I'd watch the game with Pauline. Look, I've got my Marwood Rovers replica top on and everything.
Watching football always gives me deja vu, especially after they score a goal.
Now that's the action replay, Milton.
Come on, Carolina needs our help.
No.
Come on, you badgers. Come on, you badgers.
Ah, Pauline, getting ready for the match.
No, I'm getting rid of all these badgers before the match starts.
Guilty.
Excellent, Pauline. Oh, I see you brought some provisions.
Yes, I've made a couple of meat pies.
Hang on. 2 of my badgers are missing.
You know, I think I will come with you, Milton, after all. But I just might take a radio earpiece. That way I can, you know, follow the match.
Oh, but I've bought a load of 6-packs.
No, Anton doesn't like yoghurt. We went to the store after closing, and Carolina let us in through a side door.
So, Carolina, this had better be good. I'm missing the football for this.
It is. Look, I found this hidden in these tins of paint.
Well, that looks like ordinary paint.
No, my father showed me once. It's high-performance oxygenated rocket fuel.
But that stuff is 5,000 pounds a litre.
Or is it just Faro and Ball?
And look, see this?
They seem like perfectly ordinary barbecue gas cylinders to me.
Yes, but they've been filled with hydrazine propellant, which combusts at over 3,000 degrees Celsius.
Finally, a barbecue that'll cook a chicken leg all the way through.
And also this.
A sat-nav? Seems ordinary enough.
But it's been reprogrammed. Listen.
In 200 light-years, take a left to Alpha Centauri.
So, you're saying that everything in this megabase is actually a high-precision rocket component?
Yes. For example, if this wheelie bin is misaligned by as much as a millimetre...
It'll go off course and crash into the moon?
No, the council will refuse to take it.
We should be careful here, because Chivers might be expecting...
Chivers is expecting you. Chivers has found you. And you're just in time for launch. Lauren, music, please. Other one.
Sorry.
For years, mankind has looked up at the stars and thought...
Hey, someone's nicked my tent.
And wondered if he could ever walk there. But of course, we've conquered the moon, sent probes to the furthest reaches of the galaxy, and sent satellites that now affect our lives in ways we could never have imagined. Sorry, are you saying something?
No. Sorry, carry on.
And now,
ooh, find Steve
these satellites
the box.
Have come to... Are you listening to the football while I'm doing my monologue?
Possibly. Well, what if I am?
You see, that's football for you. Makes people rude, thoughtless.
It's a big game.
And that is why I must end the nation's obsession with that stupid pointless game once and for all with my rocket and my highly trained staff. Lauren, turn the music off.
Which button is it?
The left one, the left. The other one. Yes. Sorry about that. Just taping that for my wife.
You're not married.
Yes, well, if I ever do get married, then I'll have the tape ready, won't I?
I don't think much of your rocket base so far.
Ah, that's just where you're wrong, my friend. Because it is time to get on the monorail.
Yes, he's got a monorail. I've always wanted to go on one of those.
And here, you will see technology at its finest.
We apologise for the late running of the monorail calling at control room, fueling station, launch pad, and Bristol Temple Meads.
No!
this lot can't even build a monorail to an underground lair without things going wrong.
I know, you can't trust technology. A robot was killed outside my house the other day. Well, there was certainly a chalk outline. It turns out some kids were just playing hopscotch.
Right, we'll walk down that tunnel. Now, I'm going to show you what's really special about my DIY megabase.
There's nothing special about this store. You're no better than a B&Q or Homebase.
That's not true. Don't ever mention those places in my hearing again. Just come with me.
Why should we?
Because you two are really getting on my...
wicks. Eventually, we came to a hollowed-out cave underneath the car park, where the homemade rocket was.
So, here we are. My missile ready for its maiden flight.
Ignition in T-minus 1 minute.
Now concentrate, Lauren. This rocket must hit the satellite which beams football matches to the entire country. When the football's gone, there'll be no more spitting and arguing and behaving like spoilt children.
You fiend, Chivers, you're a disgrace to the history of aviation.
He's right, although flying's a complicated business. I mean, missiles don't even sound accurate. It's hitiles you need to watch.
Milton, this man has to be stopped. Oh, good! The Badgers have got a penalty.
T-minus 30 seconds.
Well, you're too late. Activate rocket pre-ignition sequence.
You what?
Initiate launch.
Oh, great. We'll be back in an hour. Come on, dear.
No, I said launch. Right, I can see that I'll have to destroy football myself. Let me operate the checkout.
Never. You can't take the noble and beautiful game away from the people.
You and whose army? Get off!
For the nobility of the beautiful game!
Get away from the controls!
He punched me in the face!
What? I didn't even touch you. Get up!
You must have really hurt Anton. He's writhing around on the ground in agony.
Come on! You must have seen that!
Get up! Oh, and you've knocked the missile. Uh-huh. Now it won't even hit the right target. All my work has been in vain.
Thank goodness. Oh, and Marwood Rovers have won the game.
And we've stopped the missile being launched.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'll just lean over the till to turn it off once and for all.
What was that? Your black and white striped shirt has set off the barcode reader, you fool!
Oh, dear. There goes the missile. What have I done?
Well, wherever it goes, it'll have the wrong coordinates now.
Ooh, I think it's hit a TV transmission tower instead.
That's the one for Channel 5.
Result!
That was Thanks a Lot, Milton Jones, starring Milton Jones, Tom Goodman Hill, Josie Lawrence and Ben Wilbon. It was written by Milton Jones, James Carey and Dan Evans, and the music was by Guy Jackson. The producer was David Tyler, and the programme was a Positive production for the BBC.